The Toast Match Interview.
I think we're lucky enough to be joined on the line by a woman who will have a big smile on her face, and I suspect somewhere in County Mayo in Ireland they'll all have also have some pretty big smiles on their faces, as Rachel Kearns kicked her first AFLW goal tonight. She joins us for the first time on K-Rock Footy. Rachel, are you able to hear us nice and clear down there in the Geelong rooms?
Yeah, I can, yep.
Thanks for joining us. Tom King, Sarah Black and Mark Neal joining you up in the K-Rock box. Firstly, commiserations, but I just want your feelings right now after you were able to find your first goal as an AFLW player.
Yeah, I felt really good. I was nervous again coming into the game. So, it was really good to kick my first goal. So, maybe we didn't get the win, but I got the first goal all right.
Talk to us about the shot and going through it in your mind. Obviously, it's different with taking a shot at goal with the Gaelic ball, where you come in on the angle and you allow for the curve of the Gaelic ball as opposed to the spin of the Sharon. Talk to us, your mindset as you're coming in for a shot at goal like that.
Yeah, so taking a free kick here is a lot different to home. So I arch my body completely different. So literally all that was going through my head was just, as long as I kept the ball drop pretty straight, I should be good. As long as I put power behind the ball, keep it kind of straight, it's good to go. And thank God it pulled off.
You play your Australian rules football at a frenetic pace and a kamikaze almost style. And it's a style that you probably can't play it. But obviously we know you've represented Ireland at soccer at an underage level and obviously had a wonderful Gaelic football career. But you probably can't have that body contact in those two sports. Is it something that you're really embracing, that the opportunity to be that physical?
Yeah, no, it's, at home it's completely non-contact. So even, I know today I got ran down twice because, you wouldn't expect someone in our game to come in from behind and just run you down. But, again, I just have to kind of adapt better and be more quicker handing off the ball. The physicality I actually don't mind as much. But, again, it's just trying to get your mind to think quicker is the thing I'm definitely need to work on, I feel.
Now, Rachel, you didn't have to just adapt to a new game. Recently, this week, you had to adapt to a new opponent within 48 hours. Can you talk us through what those last few days have been like at Geelong?
Yeah, so it was completely... We kind of had the game written off, to be honest. We kind of had said between ourselves and that we weren't going to play in this weekend just because we heard, obviously, COVID was high in Bulldog. So then we got word then just before training that we were going to play in Carlton. So we're happy enough to get an opponent, but unfortunately, again, we didn't get the win.
Now, the matchup that really we were all enthralled with was Georgie Prespakis v Maddie Prespakis. Was there much talk about it in the change room before the game?
It was just mentioned, right, because obviously we knew the media was going to be on it. So we kind of mentioned it, but then it was we were kind of trying to focus on just our own performance and the win and stuff. But, it was definitely spoken about, and then it was kind of just thrown under the carpet and then just concentrating ourselves.
We're speaking with Rachel Kearns from the Cats AFLW team, and here's Mark Neal on K-Rock Footy.
Rachel, along the similar lines to adapting to a new sport, so contact sport, and we clearly love the way you play, by the way, so please stick at that and keep crunching into the opposition. Just with regards to the extra training to get used to everything that's different, how are the club managing your personal program, given that you need to prepare, you play, and then you've got to recover and go again? So what does your normal week look like?
Yeah, I have to say it's pretty full on. Even I know when I first came here and I had to do 2 weeks quarantine, it was kind of straight in then to your 4 training sessions in the week. And I was definitely, my body was feeling it, even I'm going to say 4 to 6 weeks. My body was still kind of like, oh my God, what are you doing to me? So at home, we didn't do an hour and a half, just to 2 hours pitch session, and then that'd be it. Where here we do a pitch session and then we might have to go in and do a gym session. And then I was just like, oh my God, I was like, this is bizarre. So then you're trying to again recover from that and then be ready again for 2 days time for another training session. So it's pretty full on, but I have to say I'm absolutely loving the whole professionalism and the whole thing about it. It's been hard, but we say growing up I would have tried to juggle maybe 2 sports, so I wouldn't mind as much with the workload. So, yeah.
Rachel, the impact of the Irish boys that are on the Geelong list on you. We've seen footage of you working with Zach Tui, but obviously there's Mark O'Connor here as well. Have you been able to form an alliance with those gents?
Yeah, no, I was speaking to Zach a good few times. So I was meeting him maybe once or twice a week there at the start. And then obviously Zach went back playing his own season, so I couldn't meet him as much. But yeah, he's been really good. Even like before the first game, he would have sent a lovely message just wishing us luck. And he just loves the Irish coming out. And obviously Oisin as well will be out in another week or two's time, hopefully, but COVID is holding him back. But yeah, I have to say the Irish here have been really, really good.
Yep. There's a strong Irish population here in Geelong, but obviously back home you've got the family. Are they tuning in, watching games and the like? I know it's only two games in, but have they been able to get a feed and be able to watch what's going on the field?
Yeah, they were watching last week, so they have to get up obviously early in the morning because of the time difference. So they'd have to be up last week. It was 6:10 in the morning. So trying to get the TV up and running and get everything sorted. But yeah, they're enjoying it. Like, they don't really know what's going on really, but they're like, oh yeah, well done, we think, but we're not really sure if you played well or not.
Yeah, you come out here and it's obviously that we were talking a little bit earlier, the male Irishmen that come out and play in the AFL men's competition obviously come out here to a well-paid job. It's full-time, whereas you come out here and it's part-time. It's only a six-month contract. Have you thrown your lot in with AFLW and, that's your life now and you're going to make a really good fist of it? Or how does it sit for Rachel Kearns right now?
Yeah, to be honest, I think it's great for us. Like, so we play this season and we can go home and still play with Mayo after this season, so it's great. Obviously it'd be better if it was full time over here, but obviously I love playing for Mayo as well, so that is still a priority of mine. So it's great that I can still go home. I know next year when the season extends that might be a bit more difficult, but yeah, if I came to next year you'd probably have to make a decision to stay out that bit longer and you mightn't get home to play for Mayo. But it's good though. I know, yeah, obviously I have to get another like part-time job because it's not full-time, but it's good though. I'm loving it now, I must say.
Yeah, fantastic. Rachel, we've enjoyed watching you through the first couple of games and can't wait to see what the rest of season 2022 holds for you as you adapt even further to the game of Australian rules football. We really appreciate you joining us on K-Rock tonight and can't wait to see you in action on Friday night against Collingwood.
Perfect. Thanks a million.
Rachel Kearns joining us from down in the Geelong rooms. Fantastic to have a chat with Geelong's first Irish AFLW player. The post-match interview.